What is good, everybody? Shawnee Shawn here, and you're still searching for that gift for that special lady in music? Well, stop by our website at www.fretsisters.com and head to our merch store. We have tons of gifts, plus new ones for you to give to that special someone. Also, you can view our shop at our social media at Fret Sisters in our Instagram and Facebook.
This is LaCole Rose, one of the founders of the Fret Sisters. I'd like to thank you for joining us for another episode of our Between Frets podcast, a space where musicians meet and discuss all things music. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. And as always, thank you for listening.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Between Frets, a space where female musicians meet and discuss all things music. I'm your host, Jenny Jam. And today, our guest is a 14-year-old multi-instrumentalist, plays bass, guitar, sax, piano, genres from funk, rock, pop, R&B, neo-soul, jazz, and fusion. She is also a vocalist and an actress and was part of the touring cast of the West End show School of Rock, the musical. Everyone, please welcome Marikit. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, thank you. Where are you exactly, as far as time zone or where the country?
We're in the UK, in Surrey.
Oh, great. Okay. We also have Dad. We have Tony on
Hi.
With us.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. So on behalf of the Fret Sisters, we want to extend a warm welcome, and we're really honored to have you on Between Frets. So thank you for taking the time to interview
thank
with
you
us.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Yes. So let's get started. Marikit, you're 14 years old. What grade are you in?
I'm in year 10.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So two more years.
Yeah.
Take us from the beginning. We want our listeners to get to know you. Like, how did you get started with music? You're so talented and you have a wide range of, you know, skills on every instrument. So what was the first instrument or what got you into music?
Well, it all started with like singing in the car with my dad when I was around two. And then I started just having singing lessons. And then a couple of years later, I picked up the piano. And then ever since then, I've just been picking up more and more instruments, really, and just getting better at those.
So the influence came from your dad. So, Dad, you have a musical background, it looks like.
Really, I just love music. I love music really from the 70s and the 80s, and the children would always hear me singing in the car, and then they started singing along and dancing, and I guess that's really how they got into it.
I know you have a brother as well who is very musical. That must be really great for you, you know, being a father and having children to kind of take that passion.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. I guess as a father, I think it's my role to support the children in any area that they have keenness in, whether it's sports or music. I love supporting it. So it's something we can do together as well.
So Marikit, what is your favorite instrument? Because I know I've seen you play everything and you're so good at each one, you know, because it takes a different technique to like touch the bass or touch the guitar, touch the piano, do a sax. I mean, what is your favorite?
Don't have a favorite. I have a top four.
Oh, okay.
But it's vocals, acoustic guitar, bass guitar, and alto saxophone. Those are probably my top four.
Besides, you know, your father, who was your influence, I guess, to kind of keep you on, you know, kind of keep that passion going or being inspired from? Like, do you have any other influences?
I'm really inspired by Esperanza Spalding because, well, she's a female bass player and singer, and she's like really talented, so that just helped me keep going.
I guess I want to try to get a little bit of like the technical end of it. As far as musicians, you know, when we learn how to, when we pick up an instrument, we either go take, you know, go through an instructor or we look on YouTube. So how was it, your learning process of picking up an instrument?
Well, most of them I have instrument like teachers for pretty much all of them, except from like electric guitar and baritone saxophone. Those I taught myself because I learnt them off of the skills I have from other instruments such as acoustic guitar and alto saxophone. So most of them I have teachers, but then others I like using the skills I already have, I can just play them.
You could just pick it right up. Do you read music or do you look at charts, tabs, at all? All the above?
I can use all of them, but then on the guitars specifically, I prefer using tab just because it gives me like the positions, because there are loads of different places to play each note. But then on the others, I can read sheet music.
You know, I want to get into the School of Rock musical, because I read a lot about that. Very, very inspiring story. And I wanted you to talk about it, about, you know, the audition process and even to the touring and playing, you know, around, pretty much you toured Ireland and the UK.
Yeah.
And played to a wide audience.
So one of my friends, she was in Matilda, and her mom told my dad to call up a casting agent for School of Rock because she knows I play loads of instruments. And then they came back to us a couple of days before my first audition and said, would you be interested in playing the bass? Because I didn't play the bass at this point. So then I said yes. So then we bought a bass and then I just started playing it. And I just tried to learn the songs before the audition. And well, it went well, pretty well, obviously, because I got through to the next round. And I just kept getting through them. And then I got a teacher at one point to help me with a couple of the songs, and then it got like shut down because of COVID. But then a while later the tour came out, because I was auditioning for the West End originally. So then the tour came out, I got asked to audition again, then I just started the audition process again, and I just went through that, and then I got through to the actual tour. I really enjoyed the whole tour. It was so fun traveling everywhere and just performing to like really large audiences. It was one of the best times of my life so far. It was so fun.
Yeah, I could see Dad like kind of smiling in the background. So were you you were able to go and just kind of experience that with her?
Yes, I know all the parts, all the actors, because I've seen them multiple times, and it was great because you know, it's something that she wanted to do, and you know, as a parent, there's nothing more joyous than seeing your children doing what they enjoy doing.
Usually you have your kids and they have the gift, but you know, if you can support them and kind of move them forward and just, you know, be there for everything, it's got to be the greatest feeling.
It's amazing. The only thing that I regret is that I'm not actually musical myself, so I can't play anything. I can't help them with, you know, with their reading of the music or the playing or anything, but they're pretty much self-motivated, so that's great.
I know I saw a video though of you singing with her, and you had a pretty.
Oh dear.
You were there.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
You could sing.
And the whole world is on your case. I could offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. When the evening shadows and the stars.
I just wanted to jump in. You know, she was singing. I thought, you know, I'll jump in. So we only looked at the video, I think, for a few minutes before we actually recorded it. So I was reading the lyrics as we were singing, but it was fun. It was just a nice fun.
Yeah. It's the natural gift. That's, you know, the natural gift that you have. And I wanted to go kind of go into your singing, because you can sing as well. When I talk to horn players, I usually, you know, associate or assume that they could sing, because most of the time they are, but the singing, is that, you know, do you find that maybe the playing the saxophone or a horn contributes to that?
I was already pretty average at singing before I started playing my wind instruments, but then I think playing the wind instruments helps with the musicality a bit, because it gave me like it made me understand where to like put in vibrato and where to change the dynamics more than I did before. So they definitely help quite a bit.
Again, getting back into your practice technique, when you do sit down and practice, I guess I guess like the techniques of different instruments. Do you have a main instrument, and then kind of apply that, like you said, apply that to your other instruments?
I mean, for all of them, I just play through the piece, and then if I get stuck in a certain part of it, then I'll just like repeat it and then just try and get that part right and then just continue with the rest of it. So then that just applies to all of them really, because that's just the best way to do it for me.
I know your Instagram has a lot of nice videos of like some cover songs that you go in there, which I think is a really good practice situation, because you have to learn, you're learning techniques from, you know, the actual instrument that's being played on there. So I'm sure that helps a lot too.
Yeah, that does. And that really helps with my ear, because most of those videos, I learn the bass lines by ear and then I just try and play them for a couple of minutes before actually recording it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I think that's the best way, is to keep developing your ear and make it stronger, so that when you do hear something, it'll just, you know, be real simple for you to pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you play in a band or anything?
Yeah, I'm in a couple bands. Like, I go to Wandsworth Music Academy on Saturdays, and then also Julian Joseph Jazz Academy. I do that as well. And then a couple of the people I was in School of Rock with, we formed a band, so then I do that as well. And they're all really fun.
That'll give you the experience to play like small audience. I mean, you've done the big audience, so you kind of got that out of the way. So I'm sure it's easy for you to play, you know, to like small places.
Well, to be honest, I kind of find playing to smaller audiences harder, because you can see everyone that you're performing to. So then like, you know that they're all watching you, whereas in big audiences, you can't see everyone. So that's, I just find that slightly easier, to be honest.
That's a good point. That's definitely a good point. Yeah. So what's next for you? You know, after you graduate, or you know, are you gonna learn more music? Are you gonna take that, or you know, what are your goals?
I'd really like to be an artist and musician in the future. Like just performing on stages to big crowds. That's what I really want to do.
Will you be writing your own music, or?
I'd like to get into that. I haven't done so much like previously, but then that's something I really, really want to know how to do.
You could probably write your own music and write and do all the instruments. Just play all your instruments. You know?
Yeah.
Real quick, I want to touch on you, on your brother. He plays as well.
You want me to get to?
Oh, if you want, yeah, sure. Bring the family in.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good, thank you.
And what's your name?
McKissick.
And so you play as well, and I've seen some videos of you two collaborating, which is great.
Yeah, that is really fun.
Are you the younger brother?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. So you're looking up to your sister, right? Maybe. Oh, okay.
Sure.
Siblings. I know, it's the siblings. So what do you play exactly? I know I've seen you play guitar.
Yeah, I play electric guitar, piano, acoustic guitar.
Well, that's awesome. You know, I think, you know, the having the siblings playing together and helping each other out through the musical journey, I think that's great. Do you see yourself pretty much, you know, going ahead with music as you get older?
You can also
say what you really want to do as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, say that.
Yeah, he likes music and he likes physics as well.
All right, that's awesome. I really enjoyed this interview. It was so great. I'm so happy to meet all of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Will you ever be coming to the States?
Yeah, we were in the States in July.
Yeah.
And they performed in Central Park.
Well, you need to let us know about that because I'm only 3 hours away from New York.
Oh, really? All right. And they performed in Brooklyn as well.
Oh, Brooklyn. Yes, yes. And it's funny because I go up there too a lot. Oh my gosh. Yes, yes. So if you come to the States, believe me, we will, you know, support you on that, put your information out there. I wanted to have you shout out your information. I know we have your Instagram, but if you can shout that out and anywhere else that we can find you online so our listeners will know.
On Instagram and YouTube, I'm at Mary Kate Rocks. What's yours?
This is at
McKissick Rocks. And then we have a shared TikTok, which is Mary Kate and McKissick Rocks.
Okay, yes.
This one is McKissick _Rocks.
Oh, and okay. We will put that all in the show notes so that everybody can go there and click on the link and see you and you know, support you. But I wanted to thank you again for taking the time out. We will be putting this up and letting everybody know. So appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
You can count on me. Hey, Jenny Jam here. Thanks for tuning in to our latest episode of Between Frets. Keep checking back. We'll have more episodes loaded each week for your listening enjoyment. Peace and love. We'll be right back.